Grace and mercy to you all from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Blessed are you. In our readings today, we heard blessings from God and from Jesus. We even saw that there are blessings that are yours specifically to offer. And yet, sometimes it's very hard to feel like you are blessed or have one to offer. We live in a world where sometimes people are just mean. They say and do things out of spite or out of just, I don't know, I met you and I didn't like you. There's accidents that happen all around us, cars, planes, trains, just people on bikes or scooters. There's deep loss when friends and family that we love deeply are no longer with us in this world. Sometimes those who have gone with such suddenness that we don't know how to handle it. There's pain, not just when you fall and scrape a knee or chronic pain, but pain in your heart, in your soul. How do you feel like you could be blessed or be a blessing with so much? And yet, that's exactly what Jesus did for us. His words ring through the problems, because he pointed out some of the most noted vulnerabilities. Blessed are the poor in spirit, and those who mourn, those who are merciful, the peacemakers, the persecuted. People who dared to be nice were sometimes the most vulnerable because people could take advantage of your kindness. But he turned them around to mean something more, and he said, they will inherit the kingdom of heaven. They will receive mercy. They are blessed. They have all that I offer, all that God offers. No matter what you are going through, there is a blessing. That's what Jesus' words were to those who were struggling. In a time of great struggle, persecution, Jesus said, you got this. It's all right. And so in the same way, we take those words and we realize that we can turn our world around. In school, we act with kindness. We find the person who's new and doesn't know anybody, or the person who's being picked on, and we say, I'll be a friend. I'll be a person. In our community, we find ways to support the needy. We work with places like the Sierra Vista School and with Family Promise, Light in the Night. We find our places where people are most in need and vulnerable, and we say, you too are loved. In our policy, when we're in working at Lutheran Advocacy of New Mexico, and when we're working in government, or even if it's just when we show up at the polls, we vote for policy that supports people who are in need. We look at the things that are on the ballot and we say, this person wants to love more. I want to support that. This person wants to try to use this money to help these people. I want to support that. Whatever it is in your heart. In our world, we remember that every single person that we might encounter or never ever meet in our lives is still our neighbor. Our neighbors may not look like us, talk like us, work like us, but they're still our neighbors. Every single one of you, every single one of every person you've ever met or never met is in fact a child of God. And blessed, because Jesus told us so. And if we need those reminders, we can look throughout Scripture where God has shown blessings upon blessings. From the very beginning with our reading in Genesis this morning, we heard that before Abram and Sarai were Abraham and Sarah, God still said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to send you out in the world, but you're blessed. And you get to take that blessing and bless the next generation and the next one and the next one and the next one. Because blessings don't just disappear. Or maybe you remember some of our other stories. I'm hoping my confirmation kids do. Like Joseph and his family in Egypt, the ways that he was able to take the struggles that he went through being sold into slavery and use the gifts that God gave him to then support his family and be something special. Or maybe you remember Moses and Aaron, two guys nobody ever heard of, right? They were promised great things, and they then shared those promises, those blessings, and said, God gave me a task, I'm terrified, but I'm going to do it. And I'm going to remind every single person that I encounter that you too are a child of God who is blessed and carries this blessing. We're going to go do this together. Or maybe you think about David and his reign as a king, or when he was writing some of the Psalms, or perhaps his friendship with Jonathan. David was given a blessing as a child that one day he would be king. And he didn't stop there. And if nothing else, I hope that you remember this guy named Jesus, who was born in such a miraculous and wonderful way, who then went out into the world and did ministry and showed us, taught us exactly what we needed to know about God's love, and then sat there up on the mountain and said, by the way, you're blessed. And when his death, everything seemed hopeless, he then rose from the dead. And once again, he said, hey, guess what? You're still blessed by God. So whenever you need that reminder, know that in this world, you are the blessing. You do get to go out and offer the blessings that have been given to you, even when it seems dark. It's what we do when we choose to follow what Christ taught us. Amen.